Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Danny Jackson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting 7th. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Al Nipper. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Nipper covering, for the out. Wilson scores. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. White reaches second base with a double. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Sundberg reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Wilson strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Armas moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Armas scores. Buckner moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buckner moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheridan, who is chasing the ball. Gutierrez reaches third base with a triple. Buckner scores. Gedman goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nipper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-1 in the game. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-1 in the game. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a pop-up towards first. Balboni settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gettman strikes out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sundberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Sundberg reaches second base with a double. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sundberg moves to third. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sundberg scores. It's Royals, 3, Red Sox, 3. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sheridan. The throw from Gettman and he is safe. Sheridan steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nipper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Easler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-2 in the game. Balboni hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-2 in the game. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Armas strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Buckner moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Sundberg hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-2 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sheridan takes first base on ball 4. Concepcion moves to second. Bob O'Hayden now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Concepcion scores. Sheridan moves to second. It's 4-3, Royals. Bob Stanley now pitching. Hal McRae pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Joe Beckwith now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beckwith can't make a play. That's a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice strikes out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-3 in the game. Balboni hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0 for 3 in the game. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Rich Gedman. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quisenberry fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Quisenberry. Lyons moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and has Lyons trapped. There's the throw to White and over to Brett, who tags Lyons for the out. Barrett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rick Miller pinch hits for Jackie Gutierrez. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 4, Red Sox, 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. Miller steals second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Sullivan now catching. Glenn Hoffman now playing shortstop. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner juggles the ball. That's an error on Buckner. Sundberg moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Barrett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sundberg scores. Concepcion moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Royals. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sheridan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barrett catches it and throws to second with Hoffman covering, to double up Concepcion. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Hoffman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5. And the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Easler strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.